Toronto Mayor John Tory says his city is a prime candidate and he's leading the charge to make the case. Amazon announced in September that it's looking for a site for a new headquarters and will spend more than $5 billion to build it. When completed, the new HQ will house as many as 50,000 employees. Interested cities had until last Thursday to file their applications through a special website. Amazon says it won't make its final decision until next year. City staff in Toronto have been working with a new agency called Toronto Global. It's aimed at attracting global investment to their community.
The staggering growth that we're starting to see in the tech sector here is actually outpacing that you're going to be seeing in New York and you're going to be seeing in Silicon Valley.
Toby Lennox is the CEO of Toronto Global. He says Toronto's bid cannot be ignored.
The talent, the costs, the growth, you match that with the breadth of opportunity that we're offering in the Toronto region. And I really think that we are offering Amazon everything that they require, from stability, excellent taxation, excellent business climate, a supported business, access into the United States, which is critically, they've already mentioned that they need direct flights to destinations into the United States. So as a package, Ontario and Toronto is without fail what Amazon is looking for.
To increase its chances, the bid includes the Greater Toronto Region, which stretches from Kitchener-Waterloo to the Durham Region, an area of about 6.5 million people. But Toronto is not the only Canadian city vying for the Amazon headquarters. Bids have also come from Vancouver, Montreal, Ottawa, Edmonton, and Calgary. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.